up the room with darkness that covers up the light, you know that the switch will resist the light. And so when you understand that this stream is ever flowing and that the better you feel, the more you are allowing yourself to move toward what you're wanting, then in the same way that you have discovered that alignment before the music really flows, you must find that alignment relative to anything that you want. You just cannot struggle your way to what you want. It has to begin to be easy. It feels like the next logical step. That's so annoying to Esther. She said, those things that I really, 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 really wanted and I just thought it would knock me over when they come, when they're standing right before her, they're not knocking her over anymore because it's just the next logical step. So that's what that gentle movement in the stream is, you see. You're doing extremely well.
Thank you. I want to thank Abraham. I felt waves of empowerment from you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So are you getting the sense of this stream? Do you have a sense of your vibrational escrow? Do you know that you are source in these bodies? Do you think that the source that is you was finished before you got here? Or do you think that the source that is you is expanding because you are you? So interesting to feel our human friends as we realize that so often you have this picture of God as complete and finished, which means the expanding universe would have to cease. But when instead you understand that you are an extension of Source and that your exposure to life is causing Source to expand, then you understand the vitality you have and the eagerness that you feel. And when you get on the wavelength of that expansion, you're riding that wave, and then you feel how life was meant to feel to you. You were never sent to catch up with something. You were sent by you to have the exposure that gave birth to the desire that would then inspire you. Can you feel the cycle in all of this? The eternal cycle of life? Yes.
I have some specific questions I'd like to ask you, but before I do, there's some things I'd like to say. I've traveled 19 hours to be here, and...
Oh, wait, we're out of time.
And every second has been completely wonderful. There aren't words strong enough, big enough, beautiful enough to hold my appreciation that I feel. But the most glorious part of that appreciation is that in the appreciation I feel for Abraham, I feel appreciation for myself. And
because appreciation is alignment with yourself. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
We're glad we're so adorable.
And that is such a huge gift for somebody who body issues, self-mutilation, eating disorders, shock treatment, all of that has been part of my experience. To wake up in the middle of the night and to feel love, real love and appreciation for myself is so huge. So thank you. Thank me.
We want to say to you that your words are perfect as you acknowledge your self-appreciation on all of this. And we want to use this dramatic experience as an opportunity to remind you of something that you deeply know, which is you always had that knowing of who you are within you. And yes, our words did shine a little spotlight on it, which made it a little easier for you to see. But it is the most natural.